At around 11 o'clock every Saturday night, it is Gaza Corner time. And the timing was pretty amazing this week as the world was, I think, focused on this week's unveiling of Trump's Muslim travel ban, Roman numeral 2, this past week. Israel's Knesset passed a law enacting its own travel ban. You can't make this stuff up. It's amazing. Travel ban by Trump, travel ban by Netanyahu's government. The new law in Israel stipulates that the entry ban will apply to any non-citizen who, quote, knowingly issues a public call for boycotting Israel, that given the content of the call and the circumstances in which it was issued, has a reasonable possibility of leading to the imposition of a boycott, if the issuer was aware of this possibility, unquote. It applies not only to boycotts of Israel, but also to boycotts of any Israeli institutions or, quote, any area under its control, unquote, which is a clear reference to the settlements. So allow me to translate. Israel intends the travel ban to keep out foreign visitors who oppose the occupation and even diaspora Jews who call for boycotting products from Israeli settlements, which under international law are illegal. As Allison Kaplan Summer stated in her Haaretz analysis, which is linked at the Tangent's homepage in the far right-hand column of all the Gaza Corner articles, she says, quote, now for the first time, Israel is rejecting diaspora Jews who are engaged, who have a relationship with Israel, who care about her fate so deeply they are trying to do something about it in the form of actively choosing not to support the settlements, unquote. Why Israel chose to enact this travel ban now is frankly beyond me, because it already has a law on the books to deport activists since 1952. Just ask Noam Chomsky and countless others who have been turned right around from Ben-Gurion Airport or elsewhere when they enter Israel and they're put back on a return flight and deported. So what this ban will do, in my opinion, is turn BDS, boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS fence sitters, into active supporters. For example, Professor Hasia R. Diner, who is director of the Goldstein-Gorin Center for American Jewish History at NYU, New York University, he could find himself on an Israeli blacklist. And he calls the measure, this new travel ban, counterproductive and, quote, juvenile, his words, quote, it only infuriates and inflames. Given the nature of the communication in the world we live in, you cannot stop ideas unless you block the internet. I'm against academic boycotts, but this could possibly tip me over to say, you know, BDS is in fact the only way, unquote. There's a column written by Bradley Burtston. Most of the articles that I used to do my research tonight are from Haaretz, which is a newspaper I really like in Israel. Bradley Burtston wrote an opinion piece called Five Ways Israel Will Make You Hate Israel This Week. Five Ways Israel Will Make You Hate Israel This Week. Travel ban was only one of them. He had five. But this is what he said about the travel ban. Quote, the new Israeli law essentially creates a travel ban to be enforced by brain police. In his government's version of a travel ban, Benjamin Netanyahu just handed the BDS movement to boycott, divestment from, and sanction Israel a movement already enormously and explicitly grateful to Bibi for its success, its most valuable single donation ever. In one stroke, the new law simultaneously validates a range of the worst claims which Israel's critics level against the country, including apartheid and a Jim Crow-type segregation regime, unquote. That article linked at the Tangents website. Israel doesn't need this law to deport folks it doesn't like. Under the 1952 Entry into Israel law, the Minister of Interior has already authorized to ban people from entering the country, even if they have already obtained visas. And you don't have to be a pro-BDS person to be deported. Just being critical of Netanyahu or his government is enough to be put back on a plane. In a March 10th Haaretz article, which is linked at the Tangents homepage, the question is asked, how will Israeli border police know if someone has ever issued a call for a boycott? Quoting, Yadin Ilam, an Israeli attorney who specializes in human rights and immigration, said, herein lies the big problem with this new amendment to the law. It is virtually impossible to implement. Sure, they have blacklists, and they always have, but they also have gray lists. Are they going to start Googling every person on those lists who enters the country? Are they going to force every foreigner to pledge loyalty to the State of Israel when they enter the country or sign a form that they have never called for a boycott? Unquote. Only days after the passing of this travel ban, more than 100 Jewish studies scholars signed a letter in which they threatened to not visit Israel in protest. Quote, among us are those who oppose the BDS movement, those who oppose BDS but support a settlement boycott, and those who support BDS, says the petition that came to the attention of Haaretz newspaper, although it has yet been published. It has not yet been published. Quoting the letter, it says, in spite of our different views, we stand in strong opposition to the new law. It will be bad for Israel, bad for the cause of democracy at this fragile moment, and bad for the principles of free speech and thought on which our scholarship is based, unquote. One of the letter's organizers, David Bial, professor of Jewish history at the University of California, Davis, said, quote, I'm very disappointed that Israel cannot deal with criticism in a democratic manner and instead has to ban people who do not agree with the current government's policy, including, he goes on to say, Zionists, friends of Israel, people who feel deeply connected to the country. Unquote. So all of them, he's saying, could emerge on a blacklist and not be allowed into Israel, even if they just don't support, for example, buying products from settlements. Professor Todd Gidlin, chair of the PhD program in communications at Columbia University, who objected to an academic boycott of Israel, is on record suggesting a boycott targeting the settlements instead. But now Gidlin believes the new law may target him, quote, having frequently and publicly opposed the BDS movement for years, while advocating an economic boycott of settlement products and investments, I now see that the State of Israel has added me to its enemies list. For such an honor, I am not especially grateful, nor do I rejoice at the spectacle of Israel walling itself off into a fortress of paranoia, unquote. You think Israel spends billions of dollars on arms? You'd be right. But in 2016 alone, they spent a good amount of money to fight the BDS movement. They budgeted $32 million. Israel budgeted $32 million to fight the BDS movement. Israel's travel ban follows recent measures that have also been seen to target left-wing NGOs. Haggai El-Ad, executive director of the prominent Israeli human rights group of B'Tselem, said, quote, "We think that border control should not be used as thought control," and added, "the law could absolutely affect B'Tselem's work," unquote. So why would the Israeli government pass a travel ban that is not legally necessary, counterproductive in that it will likely strengthen the BDS movement, and further isolate Israel in the world community? I don't know. I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense. But obviously, they passed it. They must have their reasons. So let's hear from two of the members of the Knesset who sponsored this abysmal bill. Roy Folkman of the Kulanu Party. He seems to believe nationalism trumps human rights. In his words, and I quote, "It's possible to feel national pride and still believe in human rights. This law represents Kulanu as a nationalist, socially oriented party that believes in a balance between national pride and human rights," unquote. Another sponsor, Bezalel Smotrich of the Habayit HaYehudi Party, said, quote, "What does this law say after all? A healthy person who loves those who love him and hates those who hate him doesn't turn the other cheek?" These are the people sponsoring bills like this. Now, here are voices from those in the Israeli Knesset who were strongly critical of the legislation. The leader of the Joint Arab List, Ayman Odeh, who recently attended the J Street Conference in the United States, said, quote, "I was in the U.S. 2 weeks ago. I saw there were thousands of Jews who support a boycott of the settlements. These are people who are not against the state, but against the occupation. I am against the occupation, and for a boycott of the settlements that are a war crime and the theft of land from private individuals, the occupation will end up making Israel a leper everywhere," unquote. Dov Kenin of the Joint List said, quote, "Who today doesn't oppose a boycott of the settlements? Look at the UN, at the EU, at what's happening in the international community. Do you want to boycott all of them and refuse them entry to Israel? The whole world thinks the settlements are illegal. You are essentially promoting a move that will strengthen the boycott of Israel," unquote. And from the Meretz Party, Tamar Zandberg added, "We're talking about a law that is against freedom of expression, that constitutes political censorship and is meant to silence people. It's ostensibly against the boycotters of Israel, but it doesn't make a distinction between Israel and the settlements. It thus serves the BDS movement." And this was interesting from Jewish Voice for Peace Executive Director Rebecca Velkomersen. And she responded to the ban by saying, quote, "My grandparents are buried in Israel. My husband and kids are citizens, and I lived in Israel for 3 years, but this bill bars me from visiting because of my work in support of Palestinian rights. I'm very proud to support the BDS movement and hope that the response to this ban will hasten the day when anyone can travel there freely," unquote. Peace Now said the ban is, quote, "neither Jewish nor democratic," and, quote, "a clear violation of freedom of expression," unquote. Adala and the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, ACRI, said, quote, "the law violates basic democratic rules in that it sets a political position as a reason to prevent foreigners from entering Israel and occupied territory. Quote, the law's damage is expected to be particularly great for tens of thousands of Palestinian families where a member is either a temporary resident or holds only a temporary entrance permit and will now be exposed to having these rights lifted for the expression of a political view. Freedom of speech is not only about the right to speak, but is also the right to be exposed to opinions, even opinions that outrage or anger the majority in Israel, unquote. This travel ban has sparked global outrage, and especially within the Jewish diaspora. In a New York Times article that is also linked at the Tangent's homepage, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, he's the president of the Union for Reform Judaism. It's the largest Jewish movement in North America. Rabbi Rick Jacobs said, it's going to be a giant sign up by the door of the Jewish state. Don't come unless you agree with everything we're doing here. I don't know what kind of democracy makes that statement, unquote. Rabbi Jacobs said the law would deter the kinds of people he often brings to Israel, those who have questions about its policies and should see the country for themselves. Keep in mind the Reform Jewish movement is against settlement expansion, but is also strongly opposed to the BDS movement. In fact, the Reform Jewish movement, led by Rabbi Jacobs, has tried to strongly persuade American church groups to not pass divestment resolutions. Most notably, Rabbi Jacobs failed in an attempt to prevent the Presbyterian Church in the United States to divest from three companies that supplies Israel with equipment used in the occupation of Palestinian territory. Finally, let me just mention that Haaretz published an editorial, back in January. This was when the bill was in the works. It hadn't been passed yet. Haaretz stated, quote, it's not concern for Israel that is motivating the bill's sponsors and its supporters, but the silencing of foreigners who oppose the occupation. The editorial concludes, it's not far-fetched to assume that the next stage will be preventing the entry of Israelis living abroad who express support for boycotts. Equally absurd, get this one, equally absurd is the possibility of any Jew living abroad who supports boycotting the settlements and is entitled to immigrate to Israel, which is known as Aliyah. It's a very sacred duty, Aliyah, when you're Jewish and if you want to move to Israel and you're able to do so. But this law will cause these people, if they support boycotting the settlements, to not be able to enter the country and will not be able to do Aliyah. It says, the editorial, a blacklist will be into the border inspection computers, and anyone appearing on it will be stopped at Ben-Gurion Airport. This, together with enforcement of the anti-boycott law, which applies to Israeli citizens, will turn Israel into a model of McCarthyism. All of the articles I referenced for tonight's Gaza Corner are at the tangents.com homepage, and many also are on the playlist. And the Gaza Corner archive has both the audio and all of the articles going back years if you're interested in Gaza Corner, which happens every 11 o'clock on Saturday night. You know, I was talking about those two members of the Knesset who sponsored the bill, Roy Folkman and Bezalel Smotrich. I wish I could lock them in a room, and all they could do is listen to this song that I'm about to play. And I'd play it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. It's a great tune. But they should listen to it on Gaza Corner on 91.7.
Mama, I have bad news. I was stuck in the elevator with this hot chick. Sit down, mama, sit down. 'Cause your son fell in love with the G.
Oh, I'm in love with the G. I fell in love with the G.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
Oh, I'm in love with the G. I fell in love with the G.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
At the elevator, no electricity. Between us there was electricity. Was it meant to be? Could she be the one? Her name is not Janie, but she's got a gun. She would speak Hebrew a bit hard for me. Yeah, shavoda means you got a job for me. Does she speak Arabic? She said a word or two. Wakif ya batokhak means freeze or I shoot. She felt suffocated. I felt that the elevator is bigger than my house. She felt sweaty, so she got ready and she changed her blouse. Ows, ouch! I had to make a move soon. Looks better on you. The green don't suit you. She was cool. She made a move too. She said without the sniper lens, you look cute too.
Oh, I'm in love with you. I feel in love with you.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
Oh, I'm in love with you. I feel in love with you.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
At the elevator, we faced some nightmares. She shared her dreams and I share. She wanna be a pilot, search the sky. My dream is not to be searched. Every time I fly, be ambitious, she said. If you want, it's not a legend. Herzl said it while standing on the balcony. For shizzle, I said, I'ma use that saying. Soon as they allow me to build their balcony, build a house, invite you to my room. Clay and Tom, Remish Zahava Ben, Kultum. And boom, I will take you to heaven. All she heard was boom and heaven. I said 69, she heard 67. All I wanna make is sweet love. But if you wanna make tough love too, for a change, can I be the one to handcuff you?
Oh, I'm in love with you. I feel in love with you.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
Oh, I'm in love with you. I feel in love.
لما انا احكي وهي تحكي
ايوه
بتحب العربية قالت لي بلحظة مطاعم البلد سمت لي مسكت مشاعري علاقة معك بدي ابني حكت لي وانا بدي اياك تبني مسكت شعري فهمت انا وياك بنلتقي لما شغل عرب يبداو الاحتلال ينتهي
I'm in love 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 I'm in love
I'm in love with you. I feel in love with you.
Her skin is white and my skin is brown. She was going up, up, I was going down.
I'm in love with you. I feel in love.